John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
I choose life. Kinda.
Life-ish?
Life-ish, yeah.
What's the alternative?
Oh my gosh. Whatever yesterday was when I got home. So I had food poisoning yesterday, and it hit yesterday morning. When you are counting how many times you threw up, is it how many times you went to the toilet or how many times you actually like expelled something? What's the count for you?
To me, it's every heave.
Every heave?
Like, ugh.
Okay.
Two.
Gotcha.
I usually count what hits the toilet.
What hits, okay.
Follow through.
Yeah. Oh, man. Laughing's going to be hard today. Try not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I threw up like 12 times yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yes. So I got, I think I threw up about 6 or 9 times throughout the show yesterday.
What?
Yeah. And then, of course, it was also, I was dealing with the other end as well. And then I muscled through the show and then finally got to go home. And as soon as I walked into the house, it was like my body kind of like could finally like relax and let everything go. And that was the most violent throwing up I have ever experienced.
Man.
And to the point where I thought I had to use the bathroom, and I'm sitting there, and then it's like, oh no, it's coming out the front. So then I had to turn around real quick so I could like, it was. And so I get into the bed and I'm just like, I'm shaking like a little like scared chihuahua. I slept for like 4 hours, and then it was just like sweats and then the chills and then sweats and then chills. And then finally was able to eat something last night, and I had a couple bites of watermelon and some water crackers. And now I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So I feel confident that nothing else is wanting to escape my body. I'm just freaking exhausted. Like, my body, I felt like I've done the most intense workout just from, like, you know, the heaving and stuff like that. And so, but multiple people have asked, like, where did you get it from? And I mean, it definitely felt like food poisoning. It was something gastrointestinal, mm-hmm. for sure. And the only thing I can think of, and it's the only thing I ate that nobody else in my house ate, was the chicken soup 2 nights ago.
Mm.
And
where was it from?
It was from a restaurant that I go to all the time, have eaten there for 13 years. Nothing like that has ever happened. So I don't know if something was wrong with the chicken.
You got the salmonella.
I think I might have.
Are you going to call the restaurant and tell them?
No.
You should.
Yeah, they should.
Well, what are they going to do?
Well, they can either
give you more soup.
I mean, that soup's long gone now.
Right, but they might be having some storage issues. Like, they might not be storing chicken props, or they might have a new staffer. Like, it's a good heads up.
Well, I mean, in all sincerity, if it had happened before, but this, considering this is the first time that this is, like, literally I've eaten at this restaurant for 13 years, I'm just chalking it up as it's just something wonky happened instead of, like, something like that.
Right.
I know I felt bad for you yesterday when I was coming in the studio and you were coming out and you held the door for me and I said thank you, and it looked so painful for you to say you're welcome. Like, it took everything out of you to get that you're welcome out. I said, she down bad.
There is nothing worse than feeling nauseous and feeling like you have to throw up, because it's like, just come out. Like, if it would just come out, I would be happy for it to come out.
Right. And I fought it. I loathe that feeling, but everything needed to come out. Like, my body was like, that was my body's way of like trying to save me by kill me at the same time. But I am here. Bert is not. He has no voice. Because the universe be universe and man.
You banged up right now.
seriously.
We are hobbling our way to Friday.
We are 100% hobbling our way to Friday. All right, but so Abby, your mom is the worst person to shop with, and why is that?
Oh my gosh, she has like a phobia of certain stores. So for context, my parents worked really hard to get to where they are today. Like I would say they're very successful. They like to go on nice vacations. They're a little bougie now. I give them a hard time for it because growing up, we were the kind of family that like we would go out to eat like once every couple of months, but like no extras. You're getting the kids menu meal, no dessert. We're sharing one drink. Like we were that kind of family. So now at the place they are now, it's such a whiplash because my mom still kind of has those same fears that she had when she didn't have like the money to appreciate or like spend on nice things. So in Chicago over the weekend, my dad, he's a big watch guy. Like if you get him talking about watches, like he won't shut up. He wants to talk to you about the interior skeleton, how things work.
My dad is the same way.
He's obsessed with watches and he has this really beautiful watch collection now that he's like, you know, old and has the money to spend on nice watches. But there's this one watch he's been looking at for a while, for like years. And he was finally going to get it because it was a pre-owned watch that was only available in Chicago. So me and my dad went to the bougie part of Chicago, like Michigan Avenue or whatever, where all like those fancy shops.
Chicago's one of those cities, like there's certain cities that just have like exceptional shopping, and Michigan Ave in Chicago is one of those places.
Oh, it's fan and it's beautiful. Yeah. I always am shocked at how pretty Chicago is because I go there and I immediately think this is New York, and then you get there and you're like, this is not New York. Like it is, there's flowers lining the street, the shops are beautiful. And so we had a really good time just bopping into like a bunch of watch stores while we were down there, and we spent like a good 4 or 5 hours just looking at watches. So I'm very well versed on all the fancy watches from Rolex to Omega to all the ones I can't pronounce. And finally, my mom, who was picking up her Chicago race bib for that day, came down to go shop with me and my dad. So he had picked up the watch and my dad was like, we should go look for something for you guys. And me, who has never heard those words ever from my parent, I was like, yes, where are we going first? So my dad was so nice, took me to go look at some purses, and we're bopping around to some of the stores. And as we were walking by, Hermes. I was like, can we go? I know we can't get anything from Hermes, but can we go into, I've never been inside an Hermes store, which if you don't know what Hermes is, it's like the Rolex of purses. It is
the Birkin is like the,
yes,
the purse that is the holy grail of all purses.
It is the purse to get. And for good reason, it's like a $40,000 purse. It's like a car.
It should be your personal assistant.
I could never, like, I mean, I like nice things. I like designer brands, but I could never fathom spending that much on a purse.
Same way. Now, if Drake wants to gift me a Birkin, if I go to his concert and he's like, hey, girl in row 75, you get the Birkin, I'm going to take it, but I'm not spending $40,000 on it. So we're walking by and I tell my dad, I'm like, let's go in here. I want to show you. I just looked at watches for 7 hours. Let's go look at some really swanky purses. And my dad's like, cool, let's do it. So we walk in and we look at each other and we're like, where's mom? My mom's standing outside and we go, hey, you're going to come inside? You feeling okay? She was really nervous about the race. And she goes, oh, no, I'm not going in there. And I'm like, well, why are you not? Well, come on, let's go look at Hermes. We look at these purses all the time online. Let's go see what they look like in real life. And mom goes, no. They know that we can't afford that. And I don't want to deal with the salespeople. I don't want them looking at us, calling us poor. I'm staying out here. And I'm like, they're not going to ask for our tax returns. Like we don't have to show them our credit score. Let's just go look at these very iconic purses.
And you're not the only people who do that. There's plenty of people who just like to look at the goods.
Yes.
Like 50 Cent made a whole song about it. Window shopping.
Literally. Like, let's just go window shop. So my dad and I go in there. Mom's like, no, we're not going to do that. So I'm like, fine. So we leave that store and we bop around to like another store. I can't remember what it was, but it's another like fancy one, like Loewe or whatever. And I was like, let's go look at these like beautiful purses. Mom's like, no, we can't go in there. We can't go in there. I'm like, so what is the cutoff? Like, you went in with me to this store, but not the one next door. Like, these are all expensive items. Like, we're not going to buy anything. But at the same time, like, the salespeople aren't going to, like, hold us at gunpoint to buy something. Like, why are you freaking out? And she just said, I feel very uncomfortable going into a store that I know we're not going to buy something. And I feel like we're taking up the salespeople time.
But you're not, because they're not, like, they're going to ask you, hey, do you need any help with anything? And you're going to say, no, thank you. And then they're going to go about their business.
And that's exactly what we did. And yet she refused to shop with me and my dad for half the time.
I kind of get it because I always feel like when I go into a store and don't buy anything, especially if it's expensive stuff, that they're judging me. I don't know why, but I feel like they are looking at me like, we knew you weren't gonna buy anything.
I'd say wait until you get older, you don't care, but Your mom still does.
Well, it's so weird because I'm like, not to be pretentious, but I was like, Mom, like the people that work there make like a third of what Dad makes. Like, Dad is balling at this stage in his life. Like, you shouldn't feel insecure about these people judging you. Mm-hmm. Like, they're working their way to the top mm-hmm. too. And she's just like, I refuse to do it. So she stood outside on the sidewalk. We didn't buy anything from Hermes, unfortunately. We're still pretty broke.
Ooh, but you got to see a Birkin in real life.
But I got to see it behind glass.
Yeah, they won't let you touch it.
I
yeah.
bet.
Yeah,
no. It's all behind glass?
Yeah, and if they do touch it, because I'm weird, I follow an account, and it's a woman who I think is in London, and they also have a shop in Dubai, and they repurpose Birkins. So people come in, and then she will only touch Birkins with gloved hands.
Really?
Yes. It's because you don't want to get your oils.
Prints and oils. Mm-hmm. And
listen, if I'm spending $40,000 on a purse, you better be touching that thing with gloves.
Right?
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic, keep your eyes on the road, hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.